First Timothy, chapter 5. Don't rebuke an older, spiritually mature brother, but exhort him as a father, the younger men as brethren, the older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters in all purity. Give proper respect and care to widows who are truly widows. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let these relatives learn first to show their respect towards their own family by taking care of their parents, for this is acceptable in the sight of God. The true spiritual widow is one who is really left alone, has her hope set on God, and continues in her petitions and prayers night and day. But the one who spends her time seeking sensual pleasure is spiritually dead, even though she is still physically alive. Teach them these things, so that they might be above criticism. But if anyone does not provide for his own relatives, and specifically for his own household, he has refused to be persuaded by God, and is behaving worse than an unbeliever. Don't allow any widow to be enrolled to be supported by the brethren who is under 60 years of age. Also, she must have been the wife of one man, have a reputation for good works, have raised children, have been hospitable to strangers, have washed the feet of those set apart for God, have helped the afflicted, and have been diligently involved in every kind of good work. But refuse to enroll younger widows, because when their sensual desires rise up, which are contrary to the nature of the Anointed One, they want to marry, which will bring them into condemnation because they have abandoned their initial conviction to remain single, which gained them the financial support of the brethren. And on top of that, when they are supported by others, they learn to be idle, spending their time just visiting from one house to another. And not only are they doing nothing, but they also become gossips and meddle in the affairs of others, talking about things which they should not discuss. Therefore, I think it best for the younger widows to marry, instead of being supported by the brethren, bear children and manage their households, giving no basis for those who are opposed to Christianity to criticize them, for some widows have already been turned aside from following the Lord, being led away by Satan. If any believer has female relatives who are widows, let them support them so that the gathering of the called out ones is not burdened with this. In this way, they can take care of those who are really widows. Let the older, spiritually mature brothers, whose care for others is an outstanding example, be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and in teaching. For the scripture says, "You shall not muzzle the ox when he is treading out the grain." Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 4. And the worker is worthy of his wages. Leviticus 19, verse 13. Don't receive an accusation against an older, spiritually mature brother, except when it is confirmed by two or three witnesses. Those who sin, reprove in front of everyone, so that the rest may be warned also. I charge you in the sight of God, the Anointed One, Jesus, and the chosen angels, that you observe these things without giving preference to one above the other or doing anything because of favoritism. Don't lay hands quickly on anyone, neither be participating in other men's sins. Keep yourself pure. Don't drink only water any longer, but use a little wine, for your stomach's sake, and for your frequent illnesses. Some men's sins are obvious right now, going before them to the judgment, but with other men, they will only be revealed later. In the same way also, there are some good works that are obvious right now, but those that are not cannot always remain hidden. This is the end of 1 Timothy chapter 5.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.